Hey everyone. Welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's face it, life can feel like a pressure cooker sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and deadlines. It's no wonder so many of us are feeling the strain. But here's the thing. Taking care of our mental health isn't just important, it's essential. And I know what you're thinking, Taylor. How am I supposed to find time for that? Trust me, I get it. That's why we keep these episodes short and sweet, packed with actionable wisdom to help you navigate the ups and downs of life. Today, let's talk about something near and dear to my heart. What I've learned about mental health over the years. First things first. Mental health isn't just about avoiding breakdowns, it's about thriving. It's about feeling balanced, connected, and capable of facing life's challenges head on. And guess what? Just like physical health, our mental well-being requires consistent effort and attention. Think about it like this. Would you neglect your body if you knew it could lead to serious health issues? Of course not. So why treat our minds any differently? Here are a few things I've learned that have truly made a difference for me. 1. Self-awareness is key. Really paying attention to how you feel, both physically and emotionally, can be game-changing. When you notice those early warning signs like irritability, fatigue, or trouble sleeping, it's your cue to take action before things escalate. Ever feel like you're on edge for no apparent reason? Take a moment to check in with yourself. Maybe you haven't been getting enough sleep, or perhaps you're carrying around some unresolved stress. 2. It's okay to ask for help. Seriously. There's strength in vulnerability, and reaching out when you need support is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of self-care. Think about it, we wouldn't hesitate to call a doctor if we had a physical ailment, right? Mental health deserves the same level of care and attention. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or even join a support group. 3. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to be complicated. It's about bringing your full attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, savor a cup of coffee, or simply listen to the sounds around you. Mindfulness can help calm your mind, reduce stress, and improve your overall well-being. 4. Cultivate positive relationships. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, inspire you, and make you feel good about yourself. Strong social connections are essential for our mental health. You know that saying, you are the company you keep? It's so true. Spend time with people who bring out your best qualities and support your growth. 5. Make self-care a priority. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about engaging in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading, hiking, listening to music, or spending time in nature, make time for things that bring you joy and help you recharge. Now, let me tell you a quick story. I remember a time when I was feeling completely overwhelmed, work deadlines, personal commitments, the whole shebang. I was so stressed I could barely think straight. One day, I realized I needed to take a break. So, I did something radical. I cancelled all my appointments for the afternoon and went for a walk in the park. Just me, some fresh air, and the rustling leaves. It was surprisingly refreshing. That little bit of self-care helped clear my head and gave me a renewed sense of perspective. Remember, taking care of your mental health is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by incorporating these practices into your daily life, you can build a foundation of resilience and well-being. You deserve to feel happy, balanced, and empowered. So, what's one thing you can do today to prioritize your mental health? Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, reaching out to a loved one, or scheduling some time for self-care. Start small, be consistent, and remember, you are not alone on this journey. Keep rocking those stoic vibes. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep shining. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.